Not my favourite subject. Oh, give us something football then, Dan.
Yes, of course I will. Of course I will.
What do you
I shall give you. I shall give you. We were talking recently about superstitions mm-hmm. and players who come on with superstitions, and we seem to, according to the person who is called W. What's her name here? Mr. Wayne Hubbard has sent us this interview with a very famous footballer indeed from the 70s and 80s, and it is Alan Ruff. It starts off. Alan Ruff, Scotland goalkeeper.
Wasn't he the goalkeeper in the famous 5-1 debacle at Wembley?
No, that was a man called Kennedy.
Oh, was it?
Who kept getting beaten from about 40 yards out, if you remember. Yeah. But Alan Ruff used to get a lot of chip as being the world example of how bad Scottish goalkeepers were, although he played 50 times for his country. Mm-hmm. And the interview starts off with him talking about a key ring. I won't spoil it for you, but a key ring that he has to have as a superstition. But I shall continue the interview from there on.
Okay.
As I was making my debut for Partick Thistle, an old man pressed a key ring with a thistle onto it into my hand, and I thought, okay, I shall take that with me. And I took it onto the pitch for the rest of that first season.
Okay.
As the year went on, though, I picked up more and more talisman and superstitious gimmicks.
Mm-hmm.
Now I go in fear of missing out on some part of my match day ritual. Let me tell you how a normal day goes for me. The performance begins early. I do not shave on match days for a start. Then, before I leave home, I check to see if I'm fully stocked up with charms.
Charms. Okay.
There's a key ring, of course.
All right.
There's an old tennis ball.
Gotcha.
A miniature football boot that I found in a goal net one afternoon. Also,
a miniature football boot.
Like a hanging carving boot.
Yeah,
also, a small star-shaped medal. I wouldn't leave without any of them. Once in the team dressing room, phase two begins. I head straight for my peg, number 13, naturally, and lay out my gear. Underneath my keeper sweater, I wear an old-style Party Thistle number 11 jersey. So he's got a number 1 jersey, and this is a number 11 jersey. Before the team goes out on the field, I must bounce the ball off the tunnel through all 3 times, just for luck. So now he's got a thistle key ring,
a star-shaped miniature boot,
an old tennis ball. He's wearing
a shirt
underneath his own shirt. He is wearing a beard, and he has bounced the ball 3 times off the tunnel wall. I'm not yet finished, of course. As I approach the goal, I kick the ball into the empty net. If I miss, I feel terrible for the rest of the afternoon. Throughout the game, I have one further ritual which I need to carry out. In my cap, I keep a number of handkerchiefs because I believe it's lucky for me to blow my nose as often as possible during a match. Now, he has failed to mention that he's wearing one black glove and one white glove as well.
Wow.
In the style of Michael Jackson.
Oh, great. He has to honk the hooter throughout a game because
you think that's joking.
No.
And there is a photograph of him during a match, blowing
honking
the hooter, great Alan Ruff.
Wearing the 11 shirt, putting on his special clothes peg, his cup full of charms. Well, that's a strong
We loved the Manchilla very in the World Cup. We had his lucky manhole cover, didn't we?
But then...